You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're on the set of Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Lewis, Delaware, watching a house rise out of the ground for their Thanksgiving special.
So please pass the turkey, but before we sit down, we have to dig down. Nothing happens without a solid foundation, and we find out how that happens at Extreme Makeover Speed from foundation experts, Superior Walls.
Extreme Makeover designer and genuine delight Sabrina Soto sits down with us to share some designer secrets.
Behind the scenes, we slide tackle Ty to see if he'll stop by.
We check in with the builder's lead designer and what it's like to work with the Extreme team.
And wait a second, is that Lexi in a scene with Sabrina and Ty? That's right, roll camera on our kiddo.
But before we do all that, the earth has literally quaked, Hurricane Irene is bearing down, and the house is going up right before our eyes. Talk about a perfect storm.
Home improvement happens all around us. My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The rhythm is in the sky. My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
Her husband, Mark.
That's you.
That's me. That's you.
And we are bringing you guys interviews we did from the site of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, their Thanksgiving special.
Yes, we are doing that because we have survived the maelstrom of weather and geological events that happened while we were there.
Well, in this particular episode of Extreme Makeover Home Edition is the first one that they actually had to delay the date for Move That Bus because there was the earthquake, there was the hurricane, and they had a tornado touchdown just a few miles away from the building site.
You know what I say to executive producer George Verschuers?
What do you say?
No excuses.
No excuses?
No excuses. Just because
they had to evacuate.
Mandates an evacuation. They take the fire trucks and they go somewhere else. I say keep building.
Well, I was very excited to be there because this is the first time that we were able to bring our kids to an Extreme Makeover project.
That's right.
We brought them for the Move the Bus Day.
Right.
And we don't want to go in all the details of it because the episode hasn't aired yet, but you know,
it's aired in my mind.
It has aired in your mind?
Yes, I've played it through several times in my head. Move that bus. Wait, Jack, where are you? Jack,
well, so the funny thing is that we were on the fence because our three-year-old doesn't have a lot of, well, ability to stand still.
Right.
And if you've been to an Extreme Makeover Move the Bus Day, you have to stand still for several hours while they get the scene ready and everything.
Yes.
And Lexi was very good, our 10-year-old. Right. But Jack had no interest. He liked the bus. He saw the bus. He wanted the bus to just move, and it didn't. So he went and did something else.
That's right. And there's a bazillion people there running around, so we had plenty of things to do.
But Lexi was over the moon about meeting Sabrina Soto, though.
That's correct. And the exact term Sabrina used about our family was, and I quote, adorbs.
I think it was the kids are adorbs.
I don't feel like I should be under that umbrella of adorbs for a lot of different reasons. Mostly, I'm not adorable.
And if you aren't familiar with Sabrina, you are familiar with her because she's on those Target commercials that are airing all the time right now.
Oh, she's
on
a big deal.
On several HGTV shows as well, and she is a guest designer on Extreme Makeover. And I think this is her second or third project that she actually has done that's airing.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, she's great.
Well, and the other cool thing that happened to us at Extreme Makeover is that you ran into Ty.
That's right.
And then we find out in this episode if Ty ran back into us.
That's also right.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I did. I saw Ty. I'm like, hey, Ty, remember the robot from Las Vegas?
Yes.
And if you've seen our now on Blip TV videos.
Yes.
From the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, we were ambushed in an interview with Ty.
Yes.
You just have to watch it. But there's a robot.
But it also is in an episode. If you go to iTunes, you can listen to it. But if you want to watch it, you can go to our Ustream channel, or you can go to blip.tv and watch it as well.
Yeah, where our new videos and old videos are posting.
Well, in addition to the Extreme Makeover Extremeness, I also want to make sure we tell everyone to go to myfixituplife.com and click
Why?
On free stuff.
Why?
Because we're giving away the Stanley Tools Fat Max Super Pack.
The deadline to win that is now. Okay, never mind.
The deadline is coming up next week.
The deadline's right now, in fact.
So you want to enter to win right now. So go and click on your computer to enter to win. And, you know, it's selected by random drawing because we, for a long time, have made you guys write in and tell us reasons and upload photos. And we're kind of like making it easy on you. You just have to say, yeah, I want it.
Yeah, that's right. That's how we roll.
That is.
Simple is better.
Simple is sometimes
And guess
better.
What I'm going to go to? Not everybody can go from Extreme Makeover to Occam's Razor. That's right. I said it.
It's one of your favorite things
I
here.
Love the Occam's Razor. That is a concept that says when given a number of different solutions to a problem, the simplest one is almost always the best. Doesn't mean that it is simple, just the simplest.
So you're trying to extrapolate that the Fat Max Super Pack prize random drawing
That's right.
is you, the same thing as Occam's Razor?
That's right. You just say you want it. You don't have to... The fact that you want it means you have a reason. We don't need to know what it is.
I think I'm going to quote you on the fact that you want to. What did you say?
The fact that you want it presupposes that you have a reason. We don't need to know what it is.
So desire is the only thing that really exists?
Well, I desire that we have to take a break.
We do? No, not yet. We have time. I can keep talking to you. You know, you use that card too much as a husband to say that that's your reason for me to stop talking is
when,
to say we have to go to break.
When Teresa and I are walking around the house and she's over-talking something, speaking in quintuplicate, I just say, you know what? I have to take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Real Life brought to you by this spatula.
Wouldn't it be great
kitchen.
If that worked?
It would be terrific if
I
were.
Want all the husbands out there to write me an email.
How,
let me know about
how
that.
Many husbands...
Info at myfixituplife.com and tell me if you've try it on your wife to see if it works.
How many husbands are in a seriously a 4-to-1 word disparate ratio?
Rhythm is in the sky. What did Tracy Hudson say?
Time to take a break.
If he said that we're
high above red dreams. Double set seems in perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll.
That repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Listen to your heartbeat.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And this is our Thanksgiving show.
And there's a big old hole in the ground.
There is a big old hole in the ground. Yeah, we're pretty excited about the big hole in the ground.
It's the beginning.
You know, I've been saying we've gone to a bunch of different extreme makeovers around the country, and every time we've gotten there, they already have all the walls up, and I'm like, oh, man. And so every single time, like, we need to get here
yes.
when they are doing demos so I can see the walls go up, because
yes.
they go up in, like, I don't know how many hours, but
well, the framing happens in just a blink of an eye. But and this is the thing that people say to me when I, you know, meet them on the street, for example.
Really?
Yeah, when
you're
I'm
like
stalking them on
outside,
the street,
like shaking people's hands and stuff.
There's the foundation.
Yes.
You know, they've seen houses be built or whatever, and you know the forms come in and the concrete trucks and all the labor-intensive stuff that happens, and they say, no way, you can't come out of the ground that fast.
Well, you can, and our guest on the line can tell us all about it. Lee, are you there?
I am here and ready to talk about foundations.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I loved watching these things go in.
And Superior Walls go in at Extreme Makeover Home Edition for the Thanksgiving special. And that was in Delaware that we actually got to watch them go in.
Yes, at night.
Yes.
At night. Lee, can you just sort of paint a 30-second word picture of how Superior Walls works as a foundation system?
Sure, I'm happy to. We get the prints from the builder a few weeks in advance of the scheduled beginning of construction. We then put the walls into production after they've been signed off by the customer. The walls are made. They are loaded onto a tractor trailer, delivered to the job site, and installed with a crane. So imagine wall panels, custom designed, delivered on a truck, installed with a crane, and in most cases, we can install a foundation in 4 or 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours.
Full basement.
That is correct.
Foundation. Wow.
That takes good coordination with the excavator and with the framer, and so it's always important for us to meet with them and make sure that the project is managed properly. But if that's done properly, it goes extremely well.
Well, I was blown away when I was watching the walls go in at the Delaware project because, you know, the cranes are coming in. I mean, it's actually pretty dramatic. Our 3-year-old would have been out of his mind watching, you know, them come in and lower into the ground and how perfectly everything fit together and how fast everybody worked. I was just blown away.
Well, it's incredible, and that's how we've ended up being a proud supporter of Extreme Makeover ninth season, because we're able to put a foundation in so quickly that enables them to get their house built in a week. I'm
wow.
not sure how else they
now,
would be able to do it.
Well, and for that project, too, it wasn't just one building. There were how many buildings needed?
Five.
There were five buildings, but I think one
no,
of
them. No, one was a pole barn.
Three right. of them had crawl spaces.
Right, right. And one of those crawl spaces was, I can't say what it is, I don't want to say what it is in advance of the show. We know.
Yes.
But it was huge.
Yes.
Do you remember the dimensions of that, Lee? It was like 80 feet one way and 40 feet the other, something along those lines?
I wasn't on that particular job, so I'm not sure what the dimensions of each property was, but the total footage of walls was 745 for the whole project.
Wow.
Which
pretty
is
incredible.
Immense. That's like the size of three regular-sized homes.
Three regular-sized homes, and you were able to do it in, what, 8 hours?
Well, we were slotted for 8 hours to get the job done, mm-hmm. and our crew from Weaver Precast, actually they had two crews, were actually able to do the job in 5.5 hours. And what they told us was the project was running a little bit behind when it was our turn. And because they were able to complete the job faster than they had projected, the job got back on schedule. And so the builder, Shell Brothers, was very happy about that.
Oh, I love that.
Now, but beyond being fast, because everybody likes things these days going fast, but the thing about it is, and it blows my mind, how energy efficient Superior Walls is.
It's fantastic. If we're doing a full basement for somebody, what we're actually doing is providing them not with a basement, but with below-grade living space that feels like the rest of the house. And we like to call the basement the best room in the house.
Ooh.
Because upstairs, the kitchen is for kitchen stuff. The family room is for family activities. The bedrooms are for sleeping. But the basement can be used for anything,
you're
depending on your imagination.
Mind.
It could be a theater room. It could be a workout room. It could be extra guest rooms, and so that's why we like to think that we're providing people with the ability to have the best room in the house.
So what you're saying is that not only does the Superior Wall system go in faster, but it's also delivering a level of insulation and climate control that's not possible with a standard pour-in-place foundation wall.
Absolutely true, Mark. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome.
Well, you got a gold star, dear.
Oh, that's great.
I'll add it to your chart on their fridge later.
Well, in the 1 minute or so we have left, Lee, is there any kind of statistic that you can give us, like a percentage of thermal efficiency that Superior Walls is going to deliver over the lifetime of a house that a regular foundation wall won't?
Well, research has shown that 33% of heat loss comes through the basement. And in particular, the top 24 inches of the basement wall. And so it is critical to have that portion of your basement insulated to minimize the heat loss of that 33%.
That
Superior Walls provides that kind of insulation.
No one thinks about that. I can say that.
But we all like to use the best room in our house, so you have to go to superiorwalls.com. And thank you so much for supporting Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
And thank you for being on my Fix Club Life, which we're going to continue with after a break. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Lately my hands don't feel like mine, but I've been stung with dust and blind. Held you in my arms one more time, lost you just the same.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are here at Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Delaware.
Lewis, Delaware, it is a crackling late summer day.
Game is on. Elmo is here. I brought the truck from our 2-year-old, Jack. And he is helping out in the job site.
There is nothing more important to me than knowing that. I will share that.
That Elmo is here?
That Elmo is here.
Yes. But we have someone even more important here talking with us right now. The design guru of the whole thing. The design mastermind. The coordinator of all things.
Rebecca Fluardi,
yes,
from Shell Brothers Builders, who came with the highest praise,
yes,
from the guys in the field. One of the superintendents said, "You just get her."
Well, Shell Brothers, they say their mission is to bring happiness to ourselves and our homeowners. And I heard that you bring happiness to everyone who works on it. How stressful this project is. You only have a week to build the house, and you've made everyone happy. How do you do it?
Just trying to make people happy.
Wow. Why? You know what? Good answer. Interview's over.
No. Well, you know, we're here, and it's day two of the build, and you were off. We pulled you out of a trailer. You're working on change orders. The designers are giving you, because they're working on all of their special projects and their,
yes,
special rooms.
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
Just take it as it comes and try to figure it out as quickly as possible and make it work with what we have. And people have been so generous with their time and materials that we've been very fortunate.
Wow. And how do you look so, like, happy, and you're getting, like, these people just flying things at you, emails constantly, trying to figure out what you're supposed to, you know, sourcing things that probably are not that easy to find?
Yeah, well, some of it's sort of off the cuff, but we, you know, we just roll with it and find what we can and, you know.
Is there one item that's just completely off the charts and you're like, they don't have that here?
No, we're making it happen. We have some crazy corrugated metal that we're having powder coated to go in one of the buildings and figuring out how to make that work with the windows and for the build. And, you know, our team's so great at troubleshooting. You know, I just ask the guys, how can we make it work? And we sort of put our brains together and figure it out. So it's cool.
Wow. And so. Now you've got to start somewhere with some kind of plan.
Yeah.
In order for there to be a change order in the first place.
Yeah, the Extreme team came to town about 3-4 weeks ago and, you know, pitched all their ideas for the project to us. And I worked closely with their lead designer, Kim Lewis, and she was great and had a vision for the project and just sort of trying to make all her visions come to life and work for us down here. So.
And then they changed it all.
Yeah, well, they change it all, but I think it's just a constant evolution of ideas, and, you know, we find this, and so, you know, just different things that we've sourced that have just come together in different ways.
So. Well, the thing, too, is that all the designers just met the family yesterday, and so all of the special projects for their rooms, they're inspired yesterday.
Some of it, we had a good background on the family, so,
okay.
so we knew some of the things going mm-hmm. into it, but definitely a lot of it is, you know, just somebody comes up with an idea and we run with it. So
now,
are you going to get to sleep at all this week?
I don't know. It's early in the week, so who knows what the rest of the week holds. But.
Okay.
Wow. Now you're getting design changes for interior design and decoration mm-hmm. kinds of things. Are you also getting structural changes at all?
As of now, no. I think structural changes will be sort of at a minimum. Everything is. We did engineered floor trusses and wall panels and. You know, that type of detail, I think, is pretty much set, but I guess things never change.
Well,
you know what? You
changed.
Can't.
You can't make it up.
You can't make this up.
No, not at all.
Kai Pennington just walked up. Hard hat. Dude,
I think he's ready to go.
You are ripped.
And
you're killing me.
I think we're going to.
You're killing me.
Well, thanks for noticing. So you notice my glutes.
My glutes are ripped, man.
It is lovely
you know
to
what?
See you.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Can you,
it is
like,
lovely to see
like,
you.
They're like Mount Rushmore. They're just a, like a, just a, like the Dover Cliffs of England. You know, they just drop straight down.
I don't really know what to do right now. I'm going to say that.
I don't know. With this headset on, I think maybe we ought to kick into some, like, you know, NSYNC or something.
I'm still at Dover Cliffs laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
catch up to
NSYNC. Oh, I love that you bring your musical guy with you, too. Just
we,
everything's a song.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. Play something good for Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I
yeah.
don't
yeah,
even
that's
know.
That,
nice.
That sort of made
that's
my skin crawl
great.
A little bit.
But yeah, ara, life. Yeah, we don't have any of the, like, I can't just go right into music. I don't
right.
have that.
Well,
we don't have that, you know.
So you guys don't have, like, your own theme music? That so
we do have
that.
Play it out.
We need to give him your headset so
well,
he can.
Hey, maybe you should sing a song right now of them coming to get me, which is, they're coming to take me away, haha. I don't know
oh,
if
they're coming
that
to take you away. Well, I'm glad you stopped by.
Yep. Got to do some demolition. All right. Well, look, it was good seeing you guys.
It is really good seeing you. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We need you to stop by periodically. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. And that was Ty Pennington.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ty Pennington.
Yeah.
Sleeves rolled up, cut out right here.
Oh, he's still here. Hard hat. Got all his stuff.
Rolling it.
He's going to go and make some magic happen.
The boots are muddy.
Yeah.
Scuffs on the boots. Happening.
Apologize for that little interruption
awesome.
In our interview.
What's the song?
Scuffs on the boots.
That's really all we've written so far.
No, it was Harry Knuckles.
Oh, you can't
Hair
make up Harry
Knuckles
or Scuffs on the
Boots.
Now, you might be wondering what we're referencing. The first time we interviewed Ty, we were at a trade show. We were at
the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas,
and he was there representing Do It Together program with Sears and promoting, you know, these different programs to, you know, support communities, getting involved in building and making a difference, and fathers, you know, around the country, different contests that were going on. And, you know, we marked as a boot check to make sure, you know, that the people that we interview, you know, they say they build, but do they really build?
You can't make up scuffs on the boot.
Right. Yeah.
So I said, you can't make that up. And then Ty, without missing a beat, says, you also can't make up hairy knuckles.
Right.
Then
yes,
Tim composed a song on the spot, which goes like,
hairy knuckles, scuffs on the boot.
So welcome into our world of My Fix It Up Life, and we're going to have to go to break.
Indeed we are. We'll be back with more Mystery Makeover Home Edition, Lewis, Delawareville, for My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Lisa and our Thanksgiving Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Our special. Oh, so special.
Do you want to hold hands?
I can't say it again because I go to this too much, but here's what I want to say.
Hmm.
Is that a unicorn galloping by?
Well, you do go to it too often. But you know what I want to talk about is a project that you and I built together at Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Lewis, Delaware, and it was kind of special in a lot of ways. It wasn't as romantic as, you know, other things that we could do, like going out for a nice dinner or a walk on the beach. Or, you know, holding hands.
Oh.
But I was out on the job site with all the guys.
I'm sorry, is that a tear in my eye?
And I have to say that I was the only woman on the job site who was working, actually, with tools.
Building something with tools, yeah.
There were a lot of women out there picking up trash and bringing water and bringing Gatorade and doing lots of little, and delivering stuff. But I was out there with the guys, my tool belt on, and I was in a hole, and I was getting it done with
That's
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We were building. We were assigned by the builder, Shell Brothers Builders. One of their leads on the job asked us if we could build some pressure-treated 6x6 window wells.
And we said,
yes, we can.
And it was super fun. But the thing is that it's Extreme Makeover, so it's not like you have your own project, and you're by yourself, and you're building your project. Because as we were building these window wells up, the guys were going having to go under the house to do the plumbing and the electrical. So they were routing through all kinds of stuff underneath the house. And as they were then coming back out of the building,
the window well
was getting higher.
The window well is for an egress passage
into
the crawl space of the house to paint the word picture.
Yes.
They weren't just crawling past us for no reason.
No, so we were at the side of the house, and so they would go in, and then when they would finish what they were doing and they'd come out to get the new material or get a tool or do whatever they had to do, the exit was higher. So it was like
changed
the level
on
of
them
difficulty
constantly.
Kept getting greater and greater and greater as we were working. And so it was kind of funny. I was kind of giggling to myself a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was neat too because we got to cut all these timbers. I mean, we made hundreds of cuts.
Yes.
And 6x6x12s, I think, is what they gave us to essentially make a 4-foot box for these window wells.
And they were really tall too.
Yeah, one of them was 5 feet deep.
Yeah.
We ended up cutting for three of them. I think you and I only built one, though. We built the big one.
We did build the big one.
And we had to get some help for the other ones. And
because it's Extreme Makeover, you have to go really fast. So
you do. There's a skid steer literally whipping by.
And the guys were just like driving by my head, like I was in the hole, and it was crazy.
Yes.
And it was so super fun, and I wish we got to do that all of the time.
Oh, I loved it, driving Fasten Master Timberlock screws.
Yes.
Which was awesome to hold the whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
You rocked it. You were great out there.
Thank you.
That was a fun project. I love doing
and
stuff
like that.
And I got
teased a little bit for the pink tool belt, but, you know, I think the guys liked it anyway.
Well, it's
just the way it goes on the job site. People don't know, like, what are you doing here in a pink tool? But wait, you know what you're doing? What's that?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah, I think it was awesome. So I would like to do that again with you. Can we do another project together like that?
I think we can find a way.
Yeah, we've got a lot of projects coming up.
Oh, we have a full docket of projects.
We do.
Because one of them's a deck.
One of them's replacing a door. We've got all kinds of stuff to do in the holiday season.
Interior
but the first
modeling.
Thing we have to do, though, is take a break.
We'll be back.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-628-4624 today.
If you ever find what you truly been missing, what will it mean anyway?
I've got shivers running down my I Fix It Up Life spine. Tim Williams' new song, Blue Blue Ribbon.
And Mark's new favorite song, too, I think.
Powerhouse.
Yes.
Tim literally sings 5 of my 3 favorite songs.
Well, that is a very good compliment, but we have a gorgeous girl sitting next to you, Mark. And
barely
you're,
noticed.
And you're talking about the guy that's sitting with him. He's handsome, too.
Tim's spectacular, but we
you
are.
You go to timwilliams.com and you can check out how handsome he is. But Sabrina is here.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Live.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I'm jealous of your boots.
Oh, thanks. They're new. I don't wear boots on these sites, and
yeah.
I learned my lesson. Now, third episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're hot. Yeah, they're definitely a hot pair of boots.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Jealous because I've got, like, old, yucky.
They'll look like this by the end of the week.
Yeah, okay.
That's nice. Now, did you wear heels on the first ones? Or?
I wore inappropriate shoes.
Right, so
yes.
You sunk in 4 inches.
I ruined the shoes and looked like an idiot. So I learned my lesson.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, and we're talking to Sabrina Soto, and you can check her out online, sabrinasoto.com.
Yep.
Or you can follow her on Twitter. We
yes.
do, at Sabrina
great.
Soto. And you probably have seen her on HGTV because you're on, well, everything. You're
and
on
now
HGTV'd on the High Low Project.
Yep.
And you've guested on lots of other shows, too.
Get It Sold, Real Estate Intervention, and The Green Home.
It might be easier, Sabrina, to list the shows you're not on.
Oh, and if that isn't enough, if you aren't an HGTV fan, she also is on commercials for Target, too. So you have seen her lovely face on many, many stations, too.
Lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun projects.
Yes. So how do you juggle that? You know, working for Target, working on all of these other TV shows, and then being on Extreme Makeover 2.
I have no life.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Cool.
All of my plans are dead. No, it's fun. This isn't work. This is fun. And being able to build these homes on this capacity, like, I never dreamt in a million years I'd be able to have this opportunity. So it's fun. And, like, you know, obviously you guys love your job, so it keeps you going. It doesn't feel like work or a burden.
Now, this is your third project.
Right.
Now, what is it like for you to meet the family and to hear their story for the first time?
Do you know the family from this week?
Just basics.
They are amazing. Dale, who she runs the soup kitchen, is, I think, one of the, like, most angelic people I've ever met in my entire life.
Angelic?
Yes.
Wow.
She gives and gives and gives to the community and to the homeless people in the neighborhood so much. She'll get a gift for herself and give it away the next day. There's not many people in the world that do that.
No, they're really, unless you don't like the gift that you're given.
It's true.
And then you re-gift it. But no, that is amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
And
so has anyone cried yet?
On this episode?
Yes.
Yes, Michael cries, but Michael always cries.
Okay.
I mean, you can't help but get teary when you hear these family stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very emotional show, but what's so fun is that it's emotional, but you get to be creative as well.
Okay.
It's a nice balance.
Now, do you get to meet the family and then just kind of go back and ponder for a few minutes and be like, boom, this is it. This is what I'm doing for them.
We have time. Usually we meet the family in the morning, and that evening, like last night, we all were in one big room and kind of got to our entire design plan together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. And while you're doing that, they're putting in the walls for the house in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and the opposite kind of totally rough excavators and bulldozers and concrete is happening here.
Yeah.
It's an incredible dichotomy that worked the
same
time.
We were here last night watching it all happen, and it was really hard for us to leave. Like, it was really hard for us to leave. It's amazing.
I mean, it blows my mind how much work these guys get done.
Yeah.
Every morning when I come back to set, I have to stop and go, what happened? I cannot believe that this is already up.
Yeah, where did that 150-foot-long stack of lumber go?
Yeah, and where have you been all my life? I need this back on HGTV,
that's right.
Too.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. We don't get this help.
So you're also doing HGTV'd.
Yes.
So how's that been?
That is fun. It's sort of like this, but on a smaller scale,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a huge makeover, these sort of extreme rooms. Which is a lot different than any other HGTV show I've done. So that's fun because you get to really do. I built a coffee house in somebody's house. So they
really?
Had 10, yes.
Really?
A coffee bar.
Espresso machine.
Oh,
and the whole thing.
It was a commercial coffee bar inside somebody's living room.
Did it come with a barista?
That was me. And I was only there for a day.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
Are you espresso drinker?
Yes. Well, I'm Cuban, so of course.
Well, yeah. Okay. So you don't call it espresso?
No.
Just so we're all on the same page. Yeah. Just want to clear that air. It's espresso.
Espresso.
Okay. Just,
Now, the high-low project that's on HGTV, is it start airing?
They did a sneak peek, but it'll start airing on September 3rd.
Okay. And so... explain it to me. Explain the whole high-low. What is the gist of that?
I meet a client, and they describe to me what their dream room would be if they won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So after I meet with them, I install that dream room. It could cost $75,000. The couple walks in, and if they love it, I take everything back out because I've borrowed it and recreate that exact look for whatever they can afford. Sometimes their budget's $2,800, and sometimes it's $5,000.
Now that is an amazing.
It's
kind
a lot of work.
Oh my goodness!
It's crazy, because I have
really
to find a matching
two
piece.
Rooms.
Yeah, I'm doing two rooms. One, everything's borrowed from all of my friends and sources in New York.
It's like the look for less.
Right.
That whole thing.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a lot of work, but it's
you
fun.
You don't know what that is. He's looking at it like I don't know what
Remember,
that is.
Remember, it was on the Style Network with Elizabeth Hasselhoff.
Oh
right?
My God!
Hasselhoff?
Yeah. Uh huh. Look at
such
a cute.
I mean, do you see
I was
Style
like
Network?
Show. She's married to a football player.
Yeah. Well, then what's his name?
Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Oh, Hasselbeck, Seattle Seahawks.
The girl from Survivor.
Yes.
Yeah. We have children. I think I watch Survivor.
No, he's just trying to survive, basically.
We're watching movies from like 12 years ago.
Oh,
you know, if
so
they're on
sad.
Regular cable,
yeah.
And then I watch it for 10 minutes and pass out.
Well, and the kids need you.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
So Target.
David Hasselbeck.
Tell me about Target.
Target. Oh, I love working
with
them. I've been a huge Target fan all of my life. When I found out that I got the job, I actually started hysterical crying in the train because it's just a dream come true. So it's fun. I get to do commercials and webisodes and curate their catalogs. It's just been a dream come true.
Now, are
curate
you out there,
awesome
like,
work.
I want to know if you're, like, arm wrestling with Ty because he's got the whole Sears thing going, and you've got the whole Target thing.
I'm
like,
not a competitive person.
In Video Village, you're like, you know, my stuff's better.
No, never.
Okay.
Never.
Like,
we haven't had
down.
That conversation yet.
Okay.
You know what that means? You know what that means? Celebrity deathmatch back
there. There is. There's a celebrity, like, housewares deathmatch going on in Video Village.
Yes.
Yeah. Ty, those glasses just didn't
seriously,
work.
Seriously, have you seen
my
mine?
My plates, on the other hand.
We should put them together side by side. No.
They should. Like, what, you know, Pepsi versus Coke.
I'm new, so I'm just keeping a low profile.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to start trouble with this yet.
Are you enjoying the chaotic schedule and the... All of a sudden you're on and you're out here and it's lovely today, but it might be like 100 degrees tomorrow, and then you're off again.
This weather is amazing compared to North Carolina, which was my first shoot, and it was 100, it was over 100 degrees and the humidity was 80%. I actually collapsed on set.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
You did not.
Oh, I did.
The EMTs go over there and everything?
Oh, yeah. Now, was that the day like Michelle Obama was there?
Yeah.
She was there, too?
The most, no, it was the day before she got there,
okay.
But her people were there. It was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me at work.
Oh, my goodness.
I woke up, and I had dirt all over me.
Well,
I
would call that dedication.
Or newbie. Yeah.
Now, what part of the country are you from, originally?
I grew up in California, but I live in New York City now.
Oh, okay. So you're used to the dry... desert kind of
right,
not North Carolina, which is like you can literally chainsaw through the air.
I've never, yes,
yeah.
and being on a site and being
in the
sun
middle of summer
and having boots on,
yeah,
it was hard.
Had boots on for that one, just one.
So now I just don't go anywhere without my water. I'm starting to learn.
That's awesome, and of course you look terrific, so you must be taking care of yourself at some point.
We eat well here. Michael and I were just eating when I got pulled. Tears.
Oh, is that right?
That's all we do is eat.
Salads?
No, we were having
guacamole. Did you try the clam chowder? I heard there's clam chowder there.
I didn't see any clam chowder.
Okay. I heard there was homemade clam chowder back there. Anyway, that's what I'm kind of like, my brain is like fixated on. Half my brain is over there like going, clam chowder, clam chowder, clam chowder.
I'll find it for you. I'll bring it.
Okay.
She came all the way over here to talk to us. You're thinking about clam chowder?
It's fine. I won't take
it
personally.
You know how I am. I'm like, I love your boots, clam chowder, Hilo Project, Target. You know, and you're gorgeous.
Now all I can think of is I'm from Massachusetts, and it's chowder.
Chowder.
Yeah.
Right. But they don't
chowder.
Like when you say that. I was there, and it wasn't well received.
Oh, maybe you didn't carry it off so well.
Maybe.
It's one of those things where if you don't get it quite right, then they get all uppity in your stuff.
Yeah. Well, Mark grew up in Cape Cod, so he can
fancy.
Say it.
Oh, yeah. I had 10 boats. Yeah. I took one boat to get to my other boat, to get to the bigger one that we had. Yeah.
Keep going.
And then there were sweaters. I had a lot of sweaters wrapped around my
neck.
Like,
oh,
I like
that five sweaters wrapped around, you know, the whole tie thing. You know, it was
again.
Really,
bow tie.
Oh,
again.
Yeah,
can you please look at me? Do I look? Yeah.
Hey, you're working.
You know what? I did work marine construction, though. That's where I got my start building, and we had a little boat we drove around. My office was literally
the
ocean.
In the winter, doing marine construction.
Oof.
That's
tough
how
job.
I started.
Yeah, that
tough job.
Sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like this. Have you guys even gotten dirty yet on the site?
We've walked around.
Yes.
The bottoms of our shoes.
Yeah, we haven't actually done it, but we were invited to help in Art World, so we're, like, getting excited that we can go back there. And
are you going
to
be here all week?
We are.
Oh, so you're going to be able to see the house done.
Yeah, well...
Almost.
Almost done.
Almost.
Yeah.
The timing doesn't work out exactly.
But the timing does work out for us to have to take a break.
God!
I know.
Killing me!
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Not me. Pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a My Fix It Up Life quick tip on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Avoid arguments with these quick tips.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce.
He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Coming out of the ground.
And I'm having a lot of trouble trying to keep Mark tethered to our radio show area.
I double top plate.
Yeah, because he's been invited and dying to jump out there and to help. Because this is your favorite part of building, is
yes.
Framing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Chris Shell, Shell Brother Builders. He is the head muckety muck. Is that your title?
Sure. We'll go with it.
Sure.
Well, I have to say, I want to compliment you because I went to your website, shellbrothers.com, correct?
Right. Yeah.
And it's like the most fun builder website I've ever seen in my entire life. And I used to work at the National Association of Home Builders. I've seen a lot of websites, and I'm just, you guys have such a fun and, like,
Friendly
atmosphere.
Yeah.
And this
you're
is
all
very
great
stressful
looking,
here.
By the way.
You're all fit.
The website is actually a pretty accurate representation of who the company is. We have a bunch of fun. I mean, we're always hanging out after work. I mean, there's a happy hour every Friday night at different places, and the company's always doing events. You know, we take trips to Aspen together and stuff like that where
wow.
we shut the whole company down.
So when this project is over at Extreme Makeover and you guys have all gotten through the week of just this crazy schedule, what are you guys going to do to celebrate?
We actually are going to a huge beach bar called Secrets.
Okay.
We're taking pontoon boats. We rented a bunch of pontoon boats, and there's a way to get there through the back canals. It takes about 3 hours.
Oh, no way.
But we're basically leaving at 9 a.m. in the morning, partying the whole way down there, and then staying at Secrets all day long, and then coming back on the boats at night.
Wow.
Spectacular. Two words I haven't said together in quite some time.
What's that?
Booze cruise.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
So you guys are based in Rehoboth Beach.
Right.
And I heard you're recreating the boardwalk at Rehoboth here.
Right. They have a different theme for the VIP tent each night.
Mm-hmm.
So one night is boardwalk night, so we're going to have all of the more popular vendors that are on the boardwalk come and
like
sell
Core
their...
Core
Brothers, Dolly's, Grottos,
yeah.
all that. So and then they're going to set up like a boardwalk in there with the little vendors having a table, you know, positioned around the boardwalk.
So I can go over there to the VIP tent and get Grotto Pizza and Core Ice Cream?
Yes, you can.
Oh, my goodness. I just fell in love.
And her family have been going to Rehoboth Beach for... generations. So
for
now you're name dropping
70
stuff.
Years.
People
yeah.
who are listening in California
well, if you aren't
have
familiar,
no idea.
You need to come to Rehoboth Beach and vacation here. And then you need to build a home too. And you need to call Shell Brothers and ask them to build your home.
Yeah.
That
there you
is
go.
Exactly true. Now,
that's where I'm going with this whole thing.
Now, how long have you had for lead time here to do all these different like projects that aren't the house?
You know, we got the call from Extreme Makeover Home Edition about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we only had about 4 weeks to get everything ready, but we put different people on it, and we put the right people on everything, and the guy who's in charge of the VIP tent is awesome, and he just took the ball and ran with it.
That 4 weeks?
4 weeks,
that is
yeah.
spectacular. We've talked with other builders on other builds. They've had more time than you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they for some reason it took them a little while to make the final decision, so we got the call, I think, a little later than normal.
Wow. And you're still, I mean, it is a well-oiled machine out there, and I love to see this, and I love to say this. There's not a paper cup on the ground. Everybody's moving. And it's just, it's almost like one of those old-fashioned cartoons with the papers where, you know, you see the chicken fly away. And the walls are going up. Things are moving. Yeah, I'm old. So I know about that stuff.
The chicken flies away. So what's going? Tell everyone what's going on right now. Like, what is your mind? You know, because you're here with us, but I know your mind is also out there on the site. You know,
right.
What's going on?
Well, you know, right now they're framing. The framers actually showed up a little later than they were supposed to because there was an issue with checking them in. They came here first. We sent them to high school. It got all messed up. So we're a little bit behind on framing, but I think we'll catch up. So all of the structures, the three main structures, are being framed right now.
Okay.
So and that's what we're trying to get done today.
And what structures are you actually building for the whole build?
So there's really five structures. There's the main house for the family. There is what's called a micro house for Brooks, the son. Mm-hmm. There's the soup kitchen, which has multiple rooms in it, including a commercial kitchen. Then there's like a pole barn, like a 30 by 20 pole barn for storage, and then a pavilion kind of spot for her to do sort of outdoor church services and stuff.
Wow.
And you had 4 weeks to pull this together.
Right.
Okay.
And we had to design it, get everybody set up. I mean,
did you literally empty out the lumber yard?
Yeah.
You know what? You just go in and say, whatever's here, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a bunch of product on site, no doubt.
It's incredible because this site yesterday was just a grassy field. That's it. And today, I mean, it's incredible to see everything move along at such a pace it is. And have you slept at all?
You know, I have.
Oh.
I went home last night and slept a little because I knew today would be a big day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the foundations are going in, there's not too much.
That's kind of
a lot
an
of people
isolated
can do.
Process.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched that last night, the Superior Walls.
Yeah.
And they came in with their own people, and it's kind of like
yeah.
we were just standing there.
And they want me here to do their little builder segments.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and like I told you guys, it's my people that know how to build the houses, not me. So if I stay here at night, I kind of just get in the way and annoy people. You know, I walk up, and they're like, oh, great, Chris is coming.
Yeah, he's going to want something.
Or he's going to pretend like he knows what he's doing and tell us what to do, and then he's going to screw it all up.
Well, that's kind of lovely. But, you know, you should go and you should follow Shell Brothers at Shell Brothers on Twitter.
S-C-H-E-L-L.
And check them out online. They do have the most fun website I've ever seen for a builder. And we're going to have to take a break.
We will take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Body on the road, body on the beach, beat it in the air. Summer's out on the reach, damn street, damn late, sun goes down low. Driving by your house, so I know you're not home.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and we are super thrilled to check out this episode of Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
We are. We can't wait till it airs. But you know what else we can't wait for?
Yeah, that's why I went in the other direction that we pre-planned, because I want to hold off announcing the winner of the Tool King 9-tool prize pack for as long as possible.
Why?
Because I'm so excited about watching Extreme Makeover that I want to hold it off talking about that as long as possible.
You're going to just keep repeating that over and over again until
that's my
I'm
soap
completely
opera.
Frustrated?
That's my soap opera effect.
Well, why would I even want to keep listening to you? I'll just walk away. People are going to not want to, like, they're going to stop this broadcast. They're going to change the channel.
Who would change the channel, especially this close to the end of the show?
Well, I'm going to tell everybody who won, because it's a very cool 9-tool DeWalt prize pack from Tool King. And I know who won.
I do, too, and I want to
know the location. I'm going to tell the location of the winner first.
Why?
Because it's more fun that way. Las
it
Vegas.
Is. Hi, everybody. When you're
the
looking
winner,
on the list of things that are more fun.
If you live in Las Vegas, you might have won. And if your name is...
I've been assigned to say the name. I'm the official name sayer. Just in case I get this wrong, Larry Bonamassa
I
from
love your
Vegas.
Name. Congratulations, you won. I can't wait for you to get this prize pack, and I can't wait to see some photos or video or something of you using these tools and what you're going to use them for.
You can get some work done with these 9 tools after read it: circ saw, recip saw, jigsaw, impact driver, cutoff tool, impact wrench, gooseneck flashlight. This DeWalt combo
and
kit
don't even think that Mark's reading that. He's actually holding all of the tools in his arms.
I have
right
them
now.
Across my chest like a bandolier.
Like a bandolier, kind of. I've given props out to the guys that work behind the scenes at Extreme Makeover with all the stuff that they have strapped to themselves.
Oh, they have the production guys all have a chest pack of some sort. It's got walkie-talkie. Some of them have a Leatherman.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different tools and supplies. Security guy has zip ties.
Zip ties. All right. Well, I'm very excited about the episode of Extreme Makeover. And if you miss it on ABC when it airs,
you can
go to abc.go.com and you can watch it online. And you can watch all of the other Extreme Makeover shows online, too.
At abc.go.com.
Yes. And this particular episode is their Thanksgiving special. Don't forget, it's the Dunning family, too. So
that's
it's easy
right.
to search for.
Yeah, check it out. It was filmed in Delaware, and it's been great here.
It has been very great. And I want to tell everyone to follow us on Twitter.
That's right. Like us on Facebook. Love us.
I
online.
Love you in person, honey.
info@myfixituplife.com. Send us your questions, your triumphs, your tribulations.
Yes, we want to hear from you because we all learn from each other. You send us your questions. You send us your tips and all the different things that you've learned in fixing up your houses and in your work. And, you know, we can share from each other. We can all grow as a community. Doesn't that make you feel good, honey?
Oh, I feel warm all over.
Yeah.
But
isn't
if you're on the move, check out our applications. I love saying application. On iPhone and Droid. You can listen on your phone.
Yes, you can. You can listen to all of our shows. You can enter to win free stuff. You can check out our blogs.
We always have new free stuff in the pipeline,
and
too.
Both Lexi and Jack wrote blogs about this particular Extreme Makeover show, too, because they were both there for the reveal day.
Which was super fun, but we have to talk about that after the show airs.
We do, and we have to go. So tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initial carved into a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Of life. This is my big
You're inside my Fix It Up.